Right. Alex?
Thank you.
Meeting participants, the public is encouraged to participate in the meeting in person or by dialing the conference line or contacting the public listed on the posted agenda. Public may submit written comments to board by emailing publiccomments@cbtown2.org. The public may also provide comment during the public comment sections of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodations will be provided for any individual with a disability. Reminder, as required by state law SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website.
All right, the meeting is called to order. Raj, would you give us the roll call?
Arthur Rennie, absent today. Julie Hedges?
Here.
Jacqueline Giacomozzi?
Here.
Phil B?
Here.
Armando Lopez?
Here.
Learning Center roll call, Jillian?
Thank you, Board President. This is Jillian Rojas from the Charter Affairs team for the Learning Center's roll call. Learning Centers, if you can unmute your line for the roll call. Do I have a representative for our Fresno location on the line?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And for Madera?
Present.
Thank you very much. This concludes the Learning Center's roll call. Learning Centers, you can place your lines back on mute.
Armando, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Gladly. Before we begin, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now we'll have the staff introductions, please.
Well, thank you very much, Madam President. Those members of the board, those online and joining us, staff in attendance. My name is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
Good morning. Shelley Haynes, School Superintendent.
Good morning, everyone. Gautin Deepgill, Area Superintendent.
Good morning. Darren Bauer, COO.
Bill Thompson, Attorney for the School.
Good morning, Geeta Sharifi, CFO with LLIC.
And good morning, Rafi Wagner, Director of State Fed Programs.
Good morning, Sarah Luna, Regional Director of Data Assessment and Accountability.
I think that's it. Okay. I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the agenda for 8/8/2026 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
Armando Lopez, so move.
Second. Giacomozzi, second seal this motion.
All in favor?
Thanks.
Opposed? Passed. And now I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the April 16th, 2026 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
I so move.
Second?
Armando Lopez, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Both passes. Now the consent agenda. All items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. Board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. Does anyone want to discuss this anything separately on the consent agenda? On the consent agenda, number one, the board will be asked to approve the student smartphones and other private devices policy. Two, the board will be asked to accept the uniform complaints report of the 2025-26 school year, zero complaints received. Three, the board will be asked to approve the revised suspension and expulsion policy and procedure. Four, the board will be asked to approve revisions to the 2026-27 parent-student handbook regarding involuntary removal procedures. And five, the board will be asked to approve the revised school safety plan. I'd like to entertain a motion.
This is Jackie Giacomozzi. I so move to approve the consent agenda, items 1 through 5.
Lopez, second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Raj?
Public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item with the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes unless a member of the public utilizes the translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time. It is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule a meeting for a future, schedule a matter for a future meeting. Since Raj brief card to report that there was no members of the public who submitted a written comment or have requested to speak.
Thank you, Raj. School reports and information. A, the finance report. Nita?
Thank you, board. So I'd like to walk you through an update as of May 15, 2026 on the line of credits that the school maintains. This document also in your packet is for your information. So on the top portion, you see how many line of credit that the school maintains, $3 million at an interest rate of 7.25%, which fluctuates with prime rate. Expiration date is May 3rd, 2028. And then all the requirements that we have to provide to the bank, they meet all of that, the school does, so they can tap into the line of credit as necessary. And then on the bottom portion, you see LLAC's promissory note that was approved at a fixed rate of 6%. That line of credit is $500,000. And on both of the line of credits, the school has not tapped into any of them. They will as necessary, but if there was a need, obviously we'll look at other options so that we can find the lowest interest rate for the school. Further, later on the agenda, I have some updates on the May revision budget of the governor's budget, so I will review that later on. Thank you so much.
Gita.
Thank you, Gita. Area superintendent update, Gagandeep.
Thank you. Good morning. So I would like to present the LP10 data report. The student enrollment is at 1,447. Overall price completion stands at 4.09, and core credit completion is at 2.37. ADA utilization is at 87%. The 1 year DAS rate is increasing each LP. Currently, the DAS 1 year cohort graduates at 82% and is on track to reach 90% or higher by August 15th. I would like to also add that one of our teachers was nominated for the annual Terrific Teacher for Fresno County. There are 358 teachers nominated and recognized by Fresno County Superintendent of Schools for this outstanding achievement. This was a great way to showcase the great work our teachers are doing. And then just a reminder, graduation is scheduled for next Friday, June 5th at the St. Mark Center. The reception is at 4 o'clock in the foundation room, with the ceremony starting at 5:30. Hope to see everyone there. Thank you.
Thank you, Gagandhi. Sarah Luna, report on the mathematics placement results, please.
Good morning. The California Mathematics Placement Act of 2015 required our board to adopt a fair, objective, and transparent mathematics placement policy before the beginning of the 2016 school year. Policy was adopted with the creation of our charter, and minor revisions were approved to the policy in 2020. The policy addresses students entering ninth grade and includes a number of required elements to ensure equity in student achievement, including the following. Considers multiple objective academic measures, includes at least one placement checkpoint within the first month of the school year, requires an annual examination of pupil placement data, requires an annual report be provided to the governing board, offers clear and timely recourse for each pupil and his or her parent or legal guardian, and requires the policy to be posted on each school's website. Based on years of student math assessment data and teacher observations, math continues to be a challenge for many of our students. To meet this challenge, our dedicated math teachers and tutors share best practices and participate in ongoing professional development opportunities in order to hone their skills and continue to provide support to students with their math skills and courses. For the 25-26 school year, our math placement for ninth graders fell into three categories. 28% of ninth grade math students placed in remedial math courses, 71% of ninth graders placed in Algebra 1, which is grade level, 1% of our ninth graders placed in Geometry or Algebra 2, which is above grade level. Despite the challenges many of our students have with math, we are pleased to report that this year all ninth grade students progressed in their mathematics courses and none were held back. We will continue to evaluate this data and report to the board next year pursuant to the board's policy. That does conclude my report, and I can take any questions.
Questions? Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thanks. Next, the LCFF Local Indicators Report, Rafael Aguilar.
Yes, good morning. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be here and share the progress our schools are making. We'll be presenting the local indicator report. So I'd like to direct your attention to the center of that page there, because you'll see here, these are the metrics that are included in the California dashboard. So you look on the left side, those are state indicators. Those six indicators address academics in English and math. They're pre-populated by the state. They review quantitative data and address in the LCAP. The performance categories on those, there's different colors. You can see blue, green, yellow, orange, and red. And then if you look on the right side is what we're going to be reporting today, which is our local indicators. There are five indicators, and these are populated by the LEA, which is us, with analysis of progress from local data and self-assessment. The data we review is qualitative and quantitative. And presented in this local indicator. So for this, the performance categories are met or not met. So you can see the five categories there. So if we go to the next slide, you'll see the local indicators. So I'm happy to say for priority number one, basic services, we've met that. Priority number two, implementation of academic standards, also met. And then priority number three, parent engagement, met. Priority number six, school climate, also met, and priority number seven, that's a broad course of study, also met. So this is evidence and reflects our school's progress towards meeting these metrics and state indicators. So that concludes my report. Any questions, I'll be more happy to answer.
Questions?
Thank you.
Darren Bauer, do you have anything to add?
I do. Good morning, board.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to share with you a brief update and just report on that we've requested and some additional services as it relates to advocacy and legislative support from lifelong learning. Obviously, recognizing the rapidly changing policy environment, we need to elevate our efforts, and so we've asked them to do that. So in the coming months, you'll hear more about what that looks like. We'll be able to provide a more discrete update at future board meetings.
Thank you.
Thank you, Darren. The annual IRS Form 900 return of organization exempt from income tax and the California return for 2024 is filed. From Deepa, please.
Thank you, board. So this is just for information only, just notifying the board that the Form 990 was filed and you received a copy prior for it to be filed. So just for information, if any questions, happy to discuss. Thank you.
All right. Do we have the 2026-2027 board meeting dates? There they are. Thursday, June 27th, 2026 at 11 o'clock. Thursday, October 8th, 11 o'clock. Thursday, December 3rd, 11 o'clock. Thursday, February 25th, 2027, 11 o'clock. Thursday, April 15th, 2027, 11 o'clock. And Thursday, May 27th, 2027, 9 o'clock. Right.
Earlier and earlier.
At this time, we're going to open the public hearings. And I would like to request a motion and a second to open the public hearing.
Armando Lopez, so move.
Second, Bill Leach.
We did that. All those in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
You know what? I need a roll call vote. So let's do it again.
Arthur Rennie, absent today. Julie Karchus?
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi?
Aye.
Philip Lee?
Aye.
Armando Lopez?
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously.
Did you say aye already?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
Didn't I say aye?
You did.
The board will hold a public hearing to solicit the recommendations and comments of members of the public regarding the revised personalized learning policy. So the public hearing is now open at 10:46. The board has allotted 15 minutes for the public hearing. Members of the public shall have 3 minutes each to address the board during this hearing. The board may extend this time upon majority vote. The board will first hear a presentation from the area superintendent, Gagandi.
Thank you. The purpose of this public hearing is to solicit the recommendation and comments of members of the public regarding the revised personalized learning policy. A redline copy of the revised policy has been provided in your board packet and reflects updates to align with current school operations, including clarifications related to student progress, re-engagement supports, and involuntary removal procedures. The proposed revisions are intended to strengthen consistency across our independent study program by clearly defining expectations for student engagement, attendance, and academic progress, while also outlining a structured system of support for students who may be struggling. The updated policy also clarifies procedures to ensure fair and compliant processes, including due process protection for students and families when changes in placements may be necessary. The effective date of the revised policy is July 1st, 2026, which allows time for staff training and implementation. This concludes my presentation. Are there any questions?
Thank you. Are there any members of the public on the conference line who wish to offer comment?
As you brought me to court to report, there was no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
And are there any members of the public who submitted written comment to the board?
No.
Okay. Hearing none, we will close this public hearing and move on to the next public hearing. The board will hold a The board will hold a public hearing to solicit the recommendations and comments of members of the public regarding the budget overview for parents and the local control and accountability plan for the 2026-2027 school year. The public hearing is now open. 10:48. The board has allotted 15 minutes for the public hearing. Members of the public shall have 3 minutes each to address the board during this hearing. The board may extend this time upon majority vote. The board will first hear a presentation from Gagandeep Gill.
Thank you. The budget overview for parents outlines how Crescent View staff will allocate funds to support all students, particularly those with high needs, low-income students, English learners, foster youth, and homeless students. On page 296, the total projected revenue is $35 million. $29.4 million from the Local Control Funding Formula, LCFF, $8.3 million generated based on enrollment of high-need students, which is foster youth, English learners, and low-income students, $5.4 million from other state funds, and the remaining $239,101 from federal funds. On page 297, it's the expenditure. So the total budgeted expenditures is $32.5 million. $26.9 million allocated to actions and services in the LCAP. $5.6 million covers non-LCAP expenses such as audit, legal fees, short-term grants. Some of the spending areas include salaries and benefits, student interventions, curriculum and professional development, materials, hardware, and software. All planned initiatives are already underway. On page 298 is the LCAP goals. The four goals are increase academic progress, which focuses on improving outcome for English learners, LTELs, low income, and foster youth, college and career readiness, which equips all students, especially high need students, with future ready skills. Goal number three is to increase student retention, maintain efforts to keep students engaged and on track to graduate. Goal number four is to increase educational partner engagement to continue promoting meaningful parent and partner involvement. On page 299, section titled Increase or Improve Services for High Need Students in the LCAT for the 2025-26 school year, this page shares an overview of each of the goals. In 2025-26, Crescent View South planned $7.3 million for high need students and spent $8.1 million. Difference between the budgeted and actual expenditures of $807,608 allows Crescent View South to ability to increase or improve services for high need students. Students receive support in critical areas of social, emotional, and academic needs through student-centered interventions such as counseling and tutoring. LCAP goals were developed in collaboration with staff, student, parents, and educational partners. The full LCAP follows this overview for detailed review. Thank you. That concludes my presentation.
Thank you. Are there any, the board will now solicit recommendations and comments from members of the public on the budget overview for parents and the local control and accountability plan for the 2026-27 year. Are there any members of the public on the conference line who wish to offer a comment?
Hi, this is Rajpreet Kaur to report there are no members of the public who have submitted comment or have requested to speak.
Thank you. So at this time, we will close the public hearing, and I'd like to request a motion and a second to close the public hearing.
This is Jackie Giacomo, may I so move?
Ramona Lopez, second.
And we'll have a roll call vote with that.
Arthur Rennie is absent today. Julie Peches?
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi?
Aye.
Philippine?
Aye.
Armando Lopez?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. The public hearing is now closed at 10:52. Moving on to action items. The board will be asked to approve the revised personalized learning policy. I'd like to request a motion and a second.
Armando Lopez, so move.
Second, Bill Glenn.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. The board will be asked to approve the 2026-27 budget overview for parents and local control and accountability plan for the 26-27 school year. May I have a motion?
Colin King.
Oh, sorry, Gil.
She needs to report on it.
You know, fast track.
We didn't do the first one. We didn't do
these two. Gil, you went ahead.
The first one.
So go ahead and tell them.
Okay, perfect. And we're doing the LCAP one right now for the personalized learning policy.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Unless there are any additional questions or any questions from the board, I recommend the board approve the revised personalized learning policy as presented during today's public hearing.
Vote again?
No, you're fine. Okay. Now let's go ahead and talk about B.
If there are no further questions at this time, the board is asked to approve the 2026-27 budget overview for parents and local control and accountability plan for the 26 and 27 school year.
Now, shall we request a motion and a second?
I'll make the motion to approve.
Thank you.
Jackie Jockman seconds the motion.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Now the board will be asked to confirm its acknowledgement that Arthur Rennie, Julia Kaiches, Jackie Giacomazzi, Phil Lean, and Armando Lopez have been reappointed as members of the Board of Directors by the Educational Advancement Corporation, the sole member of Crescent View South, Inc., for the term of July 1, 2026 through June 30, 2027. Bill Thompson?
Thank you. I always appreciate the opportunity to do this because I first am able to thank you all for the service that you've all put forth on behalf of Crescent View South. And it is an important thing that each of you have done, taking your time, concern, and paying attention to all the things that you do to help in the governance of this school. And so, since you've been doing such a good job, we'd like you to do it for another year. So, if you vote yes on this, then you're up again for another year.
Can we vote on ourselves?
Everybody's going to, you're all going to vote on the slate.
Okay.
All right. With that in mind, I'd like to request a motion in a second to vote on ourselves.
You want the honor?
Jackie Giacomozzi, so moves.
Aluma Lopez, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Yay.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, the motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Now the board will be asked to reappoint the corporate officers to serve at the pleasure of the board.
Yep, and that would be Jeff Brown and Jerry Vince, and then you ask for a motion.
Oh, okay. So we're voting for Jeff Brown and Jerry Vincent?
Yeah, so you just asked for...
So may I have a vote?
A motion.
A motion. And a second, please.
I so move, Bill of Leon.
Thank you.
I'll second Edmundo Lopez.
Thank you. And all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? A motion passes unanimously.
Great.
The board will be asked to approve Proposition 28, Arts and Music in Schools Funding Annual Report for Fiscal Year 2025-26. Rafael Aguilar?
Yes, thank you again for this opportunity. As part of the annual reporting requirement, I am providing an update on how Proposition 28 funds were used to support arts and music education during the school year for your approval. The funds were primarily used to support a teacher who provided art and music opportunities for students. School remains committed to enhancing the art program by expanding instructional opportunities and enriching student learning experience in visual arts, form, painting, and craft arts. These funds will also be support construction, knowledge access, and curriculum updates. So that is my report today.
Thank you.
Short and sweet.
Yes, sir.
So I'd like to request a motion and a second.
Ms. Jackie Jock, my guy, so move.
Ramona Lopez, seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. The board will be asked to approve the purchase of asset related to tenant improvements on the warehouse property located at 4065 West Ashcroft, Fresno, from LLAC at the book value of
$162,792.48.
Retroactive to July 1, 2025. I'd like to request a motion and a second.
The local control funding formula, or the LCFF, is the primary source of funding for charter schools. This funding has two primary components. It has a base rate that applies to all schools.
I don't want to interrupt you, but we're just on item F. It's that deal where the school is going to pay LLAC some money.
$162,000.
Yes. What is that?
Could you just kind of explain?
You want me to take that one? You can.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Sure thing. So this was, we had some improvements that we made to the warehouse here. You saw last year we redid the parking lot, put some safety fencing up and that kind of thing. LLAC paid that, we pay that money back. So this is a payback for the
improvements
that we made to the warehouse last year. So we're asking for the approval to pay LLAC back for that.
This reimbursement.
Right. I just want to also add the reason that it's on the board because it's retroactive. So we wanted to make sure that the board is aware of this transaction.
Thank you, Gita and Shelley. I will request a motion in a second.
So moved. Bill of Lead.
Jackie Jockma seconds his motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. G, the board will be asked to reauthorize the officers of the corporation to award discretionary incentives to employees at various sundry times. Gagandeep Gill, you're up.
Thank you. The incentives are discretionary and will be determined based on the current budget and overall financial health of the school. Thank you. This concludes my update.
She's done.
Thank you. Okay. I would like to request a motion and a second, and then we'll vote.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Thank you.
I will second the motion, Jackie.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Unanimously. H, the board will be asked to reauthorize the corporate officers and senior administration to make all reasonable and necessary business arrangements and enter into all reasonable and necessary transactions, including but not limited to contracts with vendors, employees, consultants, and others. So I'd like to request a motion in a second.
I so move, Philip Lynn.
I'll second the motion on the purpose.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. The board will be asked to approve the local control funding formula for school year 2026-27, which drives the primary source of funding for the charter school. Ita.
Thank you, board. Sorry, I'm out of paper, so I couldn't print my documents. I'm back and forth between my laptop, so I wasn't paying attention. I'm going to go over the local control funding formula, or the LCFF, which is the primary source of the funding for the charter schools. This funding has two primary components. It has a base rate that applies to all the schools, and it depends entirely on the ABA by grade span. And supplemental and concentration component that depends on percentage of schools' English learners, foster youth, or low-income students. The LCFF funding is the largest source of funding or revenue for the school. It is essential to the budget and LCAP development. For the fiscal year 26-27, the LCFF funding will provide a total revenue of $29,416,050. The total includes a base funding of $21,072,575, or 71.6% of the total LCFF funding. And supplemental and concentration portion is $8,343,475, or 28.4% of the LCFF funding. So I'll ask the board for your consideration to approve this funding source. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gita. May I have a motion in a second to pass?
This is Jackie Giacomozzi. I so move.
Second, Philip Lynn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. The board will be asked to approve the Education Protection Account, EPA's, spending determinations. Back to you, Gita.
Thank you, Board. So the EPA funding is the component of the school's total LCFF entitlement. It is shown on the budget, and I will go over that. You'll see the section of LCFF sources, object code 8012, that's where it's reflected. For current fiscal year 25-26, the school will receive EPA revenue of $312,260. For fiscal year 26-27, the estimated EPA revenue is $317,000. This funding must be used only for instruction and be posted on the school's website on an annual basis. And if you check the school's website, you'll see that this is reflected there as required by our authorizers and CDE. So with that, I request approval for this funding source for your consideration. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Geeta. I'd like to request a motion and a second for item J.
Armando Lopez, so moved.
Second, Dovlin.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Item K, the board will be asked to approve the budget for the 2026-27 fiscal year. And we go back to Geeta.
Thank you so much, Board. So the preparation of the school budget is based on funding information from Governor's May revision. You see the full packet as Form 62 in your documents. Also, I can walk you through the screen. So the May revision of the governor was a state budget that was approved May 14th, just recently. It will be adjusted, we think, in the future if there are any changes to the budget when it's signed in June or any subsequent revisions during the summer. The May revision is materially stronger than the January's governor's budget, but it should read very cautiously, but positive. And it's updated revenue estimates driven mainly by income tax gains, corporate tax, and capital gain tax. It's tied to AI stock market boom increases. The Proposition 98 guarantee by another $6.4 billion above January estimates, allowing the state to fund more education priorities, which is good for the school. For schools, the strongest funding increase comes from a 2.87% statutory COLA plus a proposed 1.44% LCFF. They call it super COLA, totaling 4.31% for LCFF base, supplemental, and concentration grants. The May revision also increases the one-time discretionary block grant from $2.8 billion to $5 billion. Buys out the planned June 2026 principal apportionment deferral. I think I mentioned that to the board in the past. So that has been, for now, it's been bought out by this excess funding and proposes a major special education funding increase with a base rate of $1,340 per ADA, which in the past, that number was about $999 per ADA. However, funding remains volatile and one-time revenue should not support ongoing costs. So now we're going to go back on the first page and review the budget report. So we start actually with the last page of Form 62, the average daily attendance, which reflects 1,561 ADA for current fiscal year. The projection for upcoming year is 1,585, showing an increase of 24 ADA. This increase has a positive effect on some funding sources for next fiscal year. Now we're going to go back to the beginning of the Form 62. We start by reviewing the revenue for fiscal year 26-27, and then we touch on some expenditures. The total revenue budgeted for next year is $35 million. This shows an increase of 9.4% compared to the current fiscal year, and it is due to different factors. Revenue from LCFF sources is projected to have an increase of 5.7%. from 27.8 million this year to 29.4 million next fiscal year. This is primarily due to the super COLA of 4.31% that I mentioned earlier in LCFF funding rate, and the increase in ADA that offsets the minor decrease in unduplicated pupil percentage that affects the supplemental and concentration portion of this funding. Federal funding is budgeted at $239,000, showing an increase of 6% compared to the current fiscal year. This funding comes entirely from federal special education entitlement. Other state revenue in the budget shows a substantial increase of 40.8% compared to the current fiscal year, from $3.8 million to $5.4 million, driven by an increase state special ed funding rate and a substantial increase in student support and professional development block grant funding. This funding source also includes moderate increase in mental health, arts and music, and mandated block grant and lottery funding. Lastly, the school is not projecting local revenue at this moment, so there is a noticeable reduction from current year's revenue levels, but as soon as we have that information, we'll report that in the future. Under the expenditure, we're going to touch on some areas. The total budget for the projected for the fiscal year is almost $32.6 million for the expenditure, showing a 9.6% increase from current fiscal year spending. The budget includes an increase of $1.6 million or 8% in salaries and benefits. This increase is driven by an increase in teachers and instructional support salaries and health benefit costs. This includes 7 teacher positions, 1 special education teacher, and an assistant principal. Purchase spending is budgeted at $1.6 million, showing an increase of 11.6% compared to the current fiscal year spending. This comes from an increase in budget for school materials and plans to purchase 100 student laptops. Budget for operating expenses is $9.8 million, showing an increase of 12.4% compared to the current fiscal year. This increase is driven by higher spending on professional services, training, and communication. Budget for depreciation is $82,000, showing a small decline compared to the current fiscal year, as some assets will be fully depreciated before the end of the next year. Budget for other outgo is $297,000. It includes a small increase in projected oversight costs and similar debt service costs compared to the current fiscal year. The school is budgeting for an excess revenue of $2.4 million for fiscal year 26-27. With this excess revenue and a current year-end projected net position of $15.1 million, the school will end up fiscal year 26-27 with a projected net position of almost $17.5 million. Of this total ending net position, $378,000 is in capital assets and $17.2 million is unrestricted, which equals to about 52% of the total budgeted annual expenditure. This is a very healthy financial position for the school. And later on in December, when we look at the reserve plan and all that, the area superintendent and Shelley will go over that with the board to see how that funding can be expensed. So with that, I conclude my report. If any questions, I'd be happy to go over. Thank you.
Any questions? Hearing none, the board will be asked to approve the budget for the 2026-27 fiscal year. May I have a motion in a second?
I so moved. Approve the budget. I'll open it.
Jackie Giacomo, they second this motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Next, the board will be asked to approve the consolidated application process and submission for all reports required for the 2026-27 school year. Raphael.
Yes, thank you very much again. The California Department of Education uses a consolidated application, or CONEP, to distribute categorical funds for various federal programs, county offices, school districts, and direct funded charter schools throughout California. Annually, from mid-May to end of June, each local agency uses the consolidated application and reporting system, submits the spring release of the CONEP. The spring release documents participation in certain categorical programs and provides assurance that the LEA will comply with legal requirements for each program. Program entitlements are determined by formulas contained in the laws that created the program. Board is asked to approve the CONEP process and submission for all reports required for the school for the 26-27 school year.
Madam President.
That's it? Thank you, Rob. All right. Any questions? I'd like to request a motion and a second to approve item L.
Wanda Lopez made the motion to approve this item L.
Jackie Giacomo seconds the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, motion passes unanimously. Item N. The board will be requested to renew the revolving line of credit with Hanmi Bank for the 2026-27 school year as necessary to ensure sufficient cash flow in accordance with the RLOC terms and applicable interest rates. Ita?
Thank you, Board. So in the previous years, the school has secured financing through Hanmi Bank, and that is the bank for the school, which has consistently provided credit facility at a very competitive rate to the school. Since 2018-2019 fiscal year, this request has received annual board approval. For the upcoming fiscal year, 26-27, the school is seeking approval for $1 million line of credit with Hanmi Bank. The interest rate will be determined as the higher of either a fixed 3.75% or the prime rate plus 0.5%. At present, the applicable rate is 7.25%, and that's based on the current prime rate of 6.75% plus 0.5% margin. And with that, I request the board's consideration to approve this line of credit. Thank you so much.
May I have a motion and a second?
I so move, Philip Green.
Amanda Lopez seconds the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Item N, the board will be requested to approve securing a loan from Lifelong Learning Administration Corporation for the 2026-27 school year as necessary to ensure sufficient cash flow in accordance with the promissory note terms and applicable interest rates. Gita?
Thank you, Board. So this is another short-term financing alternative that the school uses to meet short-term cash needs. It is a lower interest rate alternative. It allows the school to access additional funds if other financing sources are more expensive or not sufficient. It helps the school to keep the financing costs low. The amount approved for the promissory note between the school and LLAC will be the borrowing limit during the fiscal year. For fiscal year 26-27, the school is requesting approval to borrow up to $500,000 from LLAC as needed. The interest rate is a fixed rate of 6%, and the note includes a lender's option to adjust the rate once during the fiscal year if the market changes substantially up or down. And with that, I request consideration for the board if you could approve this line of credit, additional line of credit. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gita. I'd like to request a motion in a second for item N.
This is Jackie Giacomazzi. I so move.
Second, Philip Lee.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Item O, the board will be asked to approve the signers for all bank accounts.
They are as follows. Deb Brown, Corporate Chief Executive Officer. Jerry Vincent, Corporate Chief Financial Officer and Secretary. Shelley Haynes, Superintendent of Schools. And Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations. Any discussion? May I request a motion?
Armando Lopez, so moved.
And a second?
Jackie Giacomo seconds this motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed unanimously. Are there any additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments? Anything you'd like to say?
Yes, thank you very much, Madam President. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. I would like to thank our administrator, Gagandeep, for her report. That was very well done, and your staff always comes forward with all of these great reports, and we do appreciate it. Now, on behalf of myself, and I'm sure of our staff, I want to thank the Board of Directors for taking it upon themselves to spend another year providing us with the oversight that we really request and need. So thank you so much for being there, and also for hiring me back. I really appreciate that, too. So on that behalf, I'd like to return the board to you, Madam President.
Thank you, Jeff. Anyone else?
I do, Jerry, if you're not going.
Oh, no.
I go normally.
Yeah,
but
I know.
No. This wrapping up board meetings at the end of June is always really long board meeting, so just wanted to thank the Charter Affairs team, Deanna and that whole team, Raj, for always helping facilitate these meetings and just having us all hooked up here, and then Julie for stepping in today on such short notice. So thank you. Thank you.
Anyone else? Well, at this time, we're going to go to closed session. And I would like to request a motion to adjourn the open public board meeting and go to closed session.
Madam President, this is Jeff Brown. Will not be attending the closed session at this time.
Thank you. We will have two items that we'll be discussing. The conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation, Government Code Section 54956.9. One matter, and two, public employee performance evaluation, Government Code Section 54957, title, superintendent.
All right, board secretary, the revised agenda just has the public employee performance evaluation. So that's the only item we'll be discussing in closed session.
Okay, thank you.
Motion.
I would like to request. Did we redo that yet? Let's request a motion to adjourn the open public meeting to go to closed session.
So move, Armando Lopez.
That you really please.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you. Sorry. Got it. Got it there, Bill.
All right. Are all board members and necessary staff back? Everybody's here?
Yeah.
Okay. Additionally, please confirm audio and video are turned on and working properly.
Yes,
they are. Okay. And now, I'd like to announce that board member Armando made the motion to exit the closed session. Board member Phil seconded the motion, and all board members unanimously voted to adjourn the closed session and reconvene the open public board meeting. And
amen.
Just a note that no action was taken in closed session.
Mm-hmm, perfect.
All right. So with that, we're getting there.
Moving right along.
To the end. All right, we are at our next, make note that our next regular board meeting is August 27th, 2026 at 11 a.m. And I would like to request a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
This is Jackie Giacomozzi. I so move to adjourn the meeting.
All in favor?
Armando Lopez seconds the motion.
So Armando, you second? I second, okay.